Super Depressing by Dr. Eric Plasker. There is a link between antidepressant use and deadly superbugs, defined as a strain of bacteria that has become resistant to antibiotic drugs, according to new research out of Australia. As if the increased use of antidepressants wasn't enough, this new information is super depressing. It's no secret that the mental health consequences of the pandemic will be felt for generations. However, the fact is that antidepressant use has been on the rise since 1999. Today, antidepressants are among the most popular types of pharmaceutical drugs in the US and the world. According to 2020 data, 37 million Americans take antidepressants for a variety of reasons. Surprisingly enough, antidepressants are being prescribed for reasons other than depression, including anxiety, insomnia, and chronic pain. According to Dr. Robin Tamblyn, a professor of epidemiology and biostatistics at McGill University, the thing that's of concern here is that when prescribing for conditions other than depression, it's unknown whether the drug is going to be effective, because it's never been studied. However, regardless of their intended use, the Australian research found that antidepressants have the ability to kill or slow the growth of certain bacteria which have the antibiotic-like effect of causing bacteria to adapt and evade. The result is the creation of superbugs. Findings indicate that the higher the dose of an antidepressant, the faster the superbugs form. The only good news from the research is that superbugs grow fastest in highly oxygenated environments, which human intestines aren't. Preferences aside, the authors of the study concluded that common concentrations in the human gut resulting from commonly prescribed levels of antidepressants cause bacteria to develop resistance and eventually become superbugs. The risk of a public health hazard increases substantially when antidepressants excreted in wastewater result in superbugs formation in sewers. If you have been taking an antidepressant for depression, anxiety, insomnia, or chronic pain, there is a better way. Emotional and psychological health are controlled by the nervous system. Actually, it is accurate to say that your nervous system affects every aspect of your health. Your nervous system is literally the body's command center. It is what allows you to experience life in the way that you do. How do you keep your nervous system healthy? Maintain good posture and a healthy weight, and make sure the alignment of your spine and nervous system are kept in order. That's where chiropractic care comes in. Common life occurrences can interfere with your nervous system and create blockages. That's called subluxation. You want to keep your spine free of subluxations so every cell in your body can operate at peak efficiency until your last breath. That's what chiropractic care is all about, taking care of the most important system you have in your body. The mind-body connection is real. Depression and anxiety are common mental health issues that cause imbalances in the body. Chiropractic adjustments can improve blood flow, decrease pressure on the nerves, and reduce or eliminate stress-related pain by triggering the release of positive hormones, just to name a few benefits. It is indisputable that a healthy nervous system is essential to a healthy long life. Everyone needs chiropractic. If you or someone you love are taking antidepressants, consider getting to the root of the problem and giving your body the support it needs to keep you at your physical and mental best. You can keep the superbugs at bay while living at 100% for 100 years or more. A 100-year lifestyle provider near you can put you on the path to your healthy longevity.